not with that intro. God damn it. Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Single Gentleman Podcast, episode 5. 5, right? Yeah.
Less than 100. That's all I know.
That's right. Not 124. Episode 5. Distinguished Gentleman Podcast. Tonight, I have with me Boost KDV.
Yes, I am here.
You are here. How's it going, Boost?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah. How was your weekend? Or week?
I was busy. I worked 6 days this week.
Hey, got to get that cheddar, bro.
You know, you got to make the money, you know?
Got to keep the lady happy.
That's what it's all about. What? The ladies.
That's right.
The ladies.
KMH. Keep mommy happy.
It's holiday time. I'm going to be off next Thursday for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The real Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Not that poser ass Thanksgiving. Yeah, I hear you, bro.
So, you know, got to make the cheddar.
Yeah. What are your plans for tomorrow for Thanksgiving?
Oh, well. Hey, Thanksgiving, I'm off tomorrow. That's cool. our plan, or actually my wife and I are texting back and forth right now about it. We're gonna go see The Grinch with the kids.
Oh, that's nice.
But we're thinking
you should take them to see Creed too. That looks fucking awesome.
I don't know if they'd be into that.
Hey girls, that's Ivan Drago. It's a whole thing. Let me get into it. I'll start from the beginning.
I have to watch the first Creed.
Oh my gosh,
that's a good one.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I never seen it.
It has a good build-up to it.
I haven't talked about it. I've wanted to, but we started watching Rocky with the kids, like all of them, right? And so we started with 4. Because I think 4, and feel free, secret guests, not-so-secret guests, to jump in at any time. It seems like 4 is a good entry-level Rocky. You know what I mean? I think like one's a little slow. It doesn't really get into shit until like the end. Two, it's like
you really gotta watch
one to be.
Yeah, involved. Two is literally just like one part two, literally. I
three, you're like, what the fuck is going on? You can't come in on that. 4, it's like, okay, I get it. Russians are bad. America's gonna come in, take over, you know, and like and that whole thing. It's very palatable. So we started with 4. Yeah.
Can go with 5 and then you play 1 through 4 after it. So it's like a flash.
Or you just don't play 5 at all. Okay. So we started with 4. Then we watch 1. Then we watch 2. And then we watch 3. I do plan on watching 5 and Rocky Balboa, which I like Rocky Balboa. It's a good one. But
I've never seen a Rocky movie. I've only seen parts of it.
Oh my gosh, dude. They're so good. They're funny. Like probably for all the wrong reasons now.
Oh yeah, go back and watch.
I mean, you see the clips on TV all the time. I mean, the best part is when he wins and then he's calling his wife's name. I mean, the spoofs of that is so funny.
Well, I would recommend watching a Rocky movie. They're really good, especially 2. Like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
2's my.
You then got to watch Rocky 2 and 3.
2 and 3, yeah.
You know,
any of them. If you really feel like you need like motivation to go work out, watch a Rocky movie. You'll be like, I gotta hit the gym.
Well, go ahead, Paolo.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't watch Paolo's Rocky here, is I always watch. I only watch Rambo. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Rambo, I like those for Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. The Rocky ones, I'm like, but yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, Rocky's good. 3 is actually 3 was a lot better than I remembered it. And Mr. T, I think it was like the one movie Mr. T was ever a bad guy in. Because he was always like the nicest dude. I love the kids. And, you know, like, I'm about fitness. And and in 3, he was like, Clubber Lang was like the biggest fucking asshole in the universe.
Oh.
So bad.
Why don't you come over to my apartment, mama, and I'll show you a real man.
Yeah, I know, right? Brooke Reaper, how's it going?
Not bad. Had a rough week. You know, work keeps kind of going like, hey, you have no time to do this project that has to be done for legal reasons. And then, you know, it's really fun when you're in a meeting and they go, yeah, we've been working on this for 3 months. Whew. And it's like, you just freaking tired. Talk to me like the end of last month. What the hell are you talking
about? Oh, is that not one of your jokes? Sorry, I had to let it play out because I knew Moose likes the guy coughing.
That's Johnny in our audience. You know, he's got a bad cough.
The cough at the end really ties it together.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Baroque. I know that's Jason. I want to say tonight we're joined by, this is a very special episode. It's our first episode having on some members of the League of Distinguished Gentlemen, and that's Paolo and Jason are here with us tonight. Thanks, guys, for coming on.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Excellent.
Yeah. Good week. Short week this week coming up.
Oh.
So, yeah, can't complain.
I know. I'm so excited.
Go
ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No.
We're talking over each other. No, it's been good. I broke my rule this past week because we were talking about it in the Discord, but, you know, everyone's has this thing about not putting up Christmas decorations early. You know, like, people get almost rabid about it. Like, you know, like, you don't do that. It's like a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
And we've had our Christmas decorations up for 2 weeks now.
I don't blame you.
I made an exception because, you know, not getting into details, my wife had a rough October. So, and Christmas is her thing. So I figured, you know, let's put some lights up early. We put the tree up last week and, you know, it made her happy. Hey, so the house is happy.
KMH.
Keep mama happy.
Keep mommy happy.
Indeed.
Yeah, my neighbors, they put theirs up November 1st every single year across the street. It's kind of nice. Like, at first I was like, God, you know, I'm not really down with that. It's like the 1st of November. Like, I'm still eating Halloween candy and you're putting up Christmas decorations, but they're older and they can't deal with cold weather, so they put their decorations up early, so they don't have to deal with all that. And it's kind of nice. It's just a little weird that there's like one house on my street that's like Christmas to the fucking max. I mean,
it just sticks out.
It's like, it's lights in every window. It's that laser beam show on the house and shit like that. It's like, holy shit. And just so for our listeners, if you hear me, I'm going to try and mute the mic. But if you hear like any bumping or I have the puppy down here with me tonight because I've started putting her in the basement. She's chewing on something right now. I hear it in the background and I gave her a bone before. But here, no, not that kind of, you know what I mean? A regular. It's called a
dream. I think we need to clip that. That was what?
Shut up. It's called a dream bone. I was looking at getting, come here, babe. Come here. Here. I'll put her so you guys can see her. She's getting so big. Come here. I got a treat for you. So, she's so big now.
Oh, well, she is cute.
Oh, wow.
And so, you want to say hi? She's chewing her treat. But anyway, she wakes up super fucking early. And so she was waking me up. I was like, you know what, Dylan? We're going to put her in your room. He's like, I'm down with that. I'll take her out. And then she woke up at like 4:30 one day. And he got up with her and just stayed. I'm like, dude, you can't wake up that early. Like, you could take her out to pee, but then put her back. And he didn't get it. And so I was like, you know what? We're not going to deal with this anymore. So I decided to bring, I got my lab's old big crate and I put it in the basement here. And since my wife is going to bed soon and she doesn't like to be alone, that what the fuck is she chewing? So she has to be monitored.
Everything, apparently.
She has to be monitored. She's all over the place. Oh my God. Oh God, the cage just went in my nutsack. Anyway, so hopefully she'll be like a good podcast mascot as she gets older. But man, when I leave tonight, she is gonna fucking she barks like forever. But luckily, I'm three floors above her.
I just don't care.
It's not my problem anymore.
Good Lord, three floors?
Well, like two.
He does live in a mansion, you know.
Two floors.
Yeah, that's that podcast money, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Rolling it.
Oh yeah, you know me. New fridges, the whole nine yards. So, game stuff. Let's get into it because I have a story. Did you guys have a good week in gaming so far?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Finished the campaign of Destiny, so yeah.
Oh, sweet. What nice. What have you been playing before that?
Oh, just Destiny. It's just kids get in the way.
Yeah,
I hear you. Trying to play is just, yeah.
I hear that. They wear you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always struck with how lucky I got with, because I have older kids. My oldest is 13. My youngest is 5, and I have 6 kids in total, but I only helped make 3 of them. So let's clarify that.
It's a Brady Bunch situation.
Yeah, it is. I'm the only dad my older 3 have ever known. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's, I'm dad, but I married a gamer.
That's so we're lucky. Oh, that's,
yeah. Like I know I lucked out. So living we kind of like. we'll play together when we have the chance, but
yeah.
If there's something going on Destiny, like Iron Banner was going on, or you know, Festival of the Lost, I'll be like, all right, I got the kids for these 2 hours. Go get your bounties done.
Yeah, yeah.
I got them, and then we'll switch out.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
We're all just like dreaming, like, oh.
No, see, I don't have that problem because my wife and I have the agreement, you know, at 8 o'clock, I'm free to go game if I want. Mm-hmm. It's my choice. So I trust me, same thing. I understand. Extremely lucky.
Yeah.
But I mean, this comes back from when she was working at night from like 8 to midnight, and I was working really crazy hours.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I just.
Dude, you would stay up way too late, broke, when your wife was on that different sketch. That was like Skolas days when you were a bit like.
But no, that was also because I was working noon to midnight 3 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd keep my schedule, so I would stay up until. Still way too late, you know, 7 a.m. the next morning playing and helping people do stuff. But since then, like at 8 o'clock, my daughter would go to bed and I would be by myself. So I got to play games. So it's just continued on that's become the norm at 8 o'clock. If I want to go play video games, I am free to do so if I want.
Yeah.
Now, there are some nights I don't want. It's like I spend time with my wife. Especially right now, I'm trying to get all that time in because I already know, you know, come January, early February, there's not going to be such a thing as me and wife time. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby time.
Uh-huh. Oh,
exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Try doing a raid with a screaming kid in the back. That's the worst.
Oh, can't be really.
Like, I'm right there, relate. Right there, and then, like, damn it, I gotta stop.
I still remember doing Crota. With my son in my lap. When he was like.
Yeah, yeah.
A year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. I feel you.
I was, a few nights we were doing that. I think it was around King's Fall. I think is when my daughter was born.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was King's Fall era. But I used to, like, if we were like in the middle of it, I used to just go run upstairs, make a bottle, put it right here, hold it like this. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm good to go.
And we would be raiding
it.
We could just hear like, like, are you feeding the baby booze? He's like, yeah.
That's
you hear the cooing with her eating, and like, you just knew.
But it's so fun. Like, she's such a big girl now. It's crazy.
And she's almost 3.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
for me, hold on.
No, go ahead.
for me this week, I've been playing. It's kind of mixing up. Went back to Overwatch. Played my season 11 placement matches.
You got to hook up and do that sometime.
Yeah. That was fun.
How many matches is it? Is it 10?
10.
10, okay. Yeah.
And it ranks you on wins, loss, and then basically also how you did per match, you know, KD, yeah. Basically.
I played solo, so usually you don't win.
Did you do that on
PC? Yeah, you get screwed over when you play solo. PC, or it doesn't matter, but with Overwatch, when you do your comp or your placement matches, if you play solo or a healer or the combination of both of those, you always get screwed over.
I play solo and I play it as a healer. So I did place 1799, which is high silver.
That's high silver.
Yeah, so almost gold. So I'll take it.
What was that Justin Timberlake song that they were? It was like. What shit was that? All right, we'll come back to it.
We'll come back to that. But yeah, I played that. I played. Then I played some Destiny 2 on PC.
Awesome.
Ooh, there you go.
That was Friday night. I was playing. I was streaming. Had a few buddies in there. Fluffy was in there.
Oh, yeah.
Gear Dad was in there.
Did you join the Mads clan?
I had to move some things around.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the lead of the third of our clan.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to transfer my PlayStation one over there, become lead, and then transfer over.
Yeah.
So I have some, because there's a lot of, believe it or not, there's a lot of PC guys on that Bads clan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're like, hey, join the Bads clan. And so if I ever do start playing over there, then play with the Bads, yeah. The Bads group.
I would remind everybody you can pick up the game for free, but that also ends, you know.
That ends Sunday.
Today.
Night.
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night.
Sorry, you guys. Sorry you missed it, everybody.
By the time you hear this, it will be too late.
Yeah.
I am saying, though, that Overwatch is free to play. November.
Free to play, play to win.
Always do this.
November 20th to the 26th.
Yeah.
Free download.
Do it about two or three times a year. They give away like a weekend of like, just come play it.
It took a whole week this time. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's usually a week. They do it. They give you a pretty generous play time for it. You know, because I think they're trying to get people to come in and go, this is hella fun, and then buy the game. Which, yeah. That game still is. It's ridiculous.
It's nice because it's like, it's always there. It doesn't change. It's like a nice, cozy world. Yeah. Like,
it does change, but not like, holy crap amount of changes.
It changes like with balancing, tweaks, new maps, new characters. Because I came back, the last season I played was season 8 or 9, I think. And I came back and there's like 4 new characters. There's like new maps and stuff.
Yeah. I know there was that hamster guy. That's the only one I know of.
They have the like McCree counterpart. I forgot her name. Ash.
Ash.
Yep. Yeah. Ash just dropped though. Like,
yeah, she's doing
this week, last week, something like that. I mean, I haven't played with her. I have played the hamster a little. That character plays completely different than anything else. And yeah. I think that's what's good about that game. As they go on, they add a new character that's not just like, oh, it's really similar to it. They're always completely different.
Yeah.
Like when they brought in Bridget, you're like, oh, it's just going to be a Reinhardt Jr. Nope, plays completely different.
I think I was into Roadhog last time I was playing.
Oh, I love Roadhog.
Roadhog's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I always enjoyed the hero shooter genre.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know you were saying that the other night. You were like, didn't you go to bed early and you were dreaming about hero shooters or something like that?
I was just like, I'm just tired. Like, I was playing Call of Duty. It's a great game, but I'm just tired of like you're sitting there and you're doing well. Like you're shooting a guy, and he just turns around and snipes you in the face. Like, while you're sitting there pumping 20 bullets into his body.
That's the one part I always hate about Call of Duty is
fair.
Quick snipe or the quick snipe. And
so I'm stupid.
Like, it's such a stupid mechanic that they're like encouraging. It's like, why? It's game breaking for everybody else.
It attracts that, like the.
Well, you can do the high, you know, kill gameplay.
Yeah, the clips.
You're just like, ooh, look at me! I'm no scope to dude across the map, and
but it just gets so frustrating.
It does break the game for the normal player, basically, because it's like, oh, they saw me and I died.
Well, the first month was like the most fun because a lot of people were just running around like. Nobody knew the maps, so everyone's using SMGs, assault rifles.
Yeah, it's always the fun the very beginning.
And then
no one has any idea of what gun. And then all of a sudden, somebody makes the YouTube video. This is the best gun ever, and that's all you see.
Now it's just
shotguns. I hear there's a lot of problems with the game. Like now,
it's just a lot of stupid shit. like this one shotgun has a blinding flashlight attachment. And when the person like
that's what you need.
Like, the flashlight's OP.
You're sitting there trying to get into a gunfight.
And your flashlight, please.
And you're like, yeah, you're into it. And then you're like blind. You can't see anything. It's like spots of light in your face. Like, what is this shit?
Hey, man, use whatever. Don't apologize. Jeez.
Need well, it's like I heard games. The Nine Banger. They keep tweaking that thing because basically it started out as just like you throw that, you insta win.
Yeah, they removed the Nine Bang from Blackout.
Yeah. I saw a few games where somebody got hit with that, and it's like,
you're just like,
that seems total. Like, they're just like 2 minutes straight. They're like, I'm blind.
Stupid.
You know what's so funny? It looks like Boos, like you're really, really hunched over like this because your beard is covering up your neck and your shirt, and everything you have on is black.
It's black.
So it just looks like your face is just popping out from this. Like,
he's just doing that black on black on black.
Like Kilroy coming up over the wall.
Exactly. I love black.
Well, that's
cool. Yeah, that was my gaming week.
So I think I played like once, and that was when we did the raid the other night.
Which was good.
Which was fun. Once again, the walk at the end got us. We did that about as long as the raid took. And that was about it. I mean, it was fun. It was fun.
The walk can be rough.
The walk, from everything I've seen, is still probably the hardest part of that entire raid.
Because it is.
Weird things can happen, especially when you have people who like don't understand when the person who's holding the heart says two. Don't, you know, butt hug them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not saying any names here.
Hey. I'm saying, well, the closest we got is Racer and I were at the end, and I was going to pick it up. And I honestly, I was like nowhere near him, and next thing I know, I was transported. I mean, I guess I must have been close enough. I mean, there must be some kind of proximity thing, but I didn't think I was that. I didn't think I was close enough to get sucked in, but... I mean, I guess I was, because I did, so... But anyway, I got some good gear out of it. I think I finished the armor set, and then...
got 600 now?
Yeah, got a curated nice. Nature of the Beast and whatever the scout is, which scout's fucking badass.
And I had the curated scout, it's amazing.
Yeah, and was using the hand cannon in Gambit the other day, and it is, it's like a mini Fatebringer. It's nice.
Mm. Yeah,
that's nice. I need to do that.
On my PlayStation. So I've neglected to play any Forsaken on the PlayStation since it came out. And I was kind of joking around with the Loot Fancy guys. Catch Loot Fancy podcast, which is another podcast that I'm on with Mark Square, Lawn Boy, and Jelly Belly. And it's all about the loot. Go check it out. So I was joking with them. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do like account recovery and get somebody to run my PlayStation character for me. And I went on eBay and I looked and I thought, well, let me try this, see what's up. And sure enough, I found somebody, paid him like $20, and they ran. The funny thing is though, they started at 10 o'clock, and they played till. Probably like 4:30, 5 o'clock that day. For that amount of money, played through the campaign, got to 50. I think I just checked my character. I wanted to see if there was any engrams or anything in there, and got to 502. And like, now I'm good. Now I can start doing shit, and I didn't have to do anything.
Like 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 5
a.m. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They played all day long.
For actually, $20.
Actually, this guy's fiance. Bucks. His fiance did. He's like, hey, my fiance's gonna run it. He's like, first he messaged me, and he was super, super nice. I actually asked them to be on the podcast to kind of talk about, like, the business, right? Because people on there, I mean, they're charging for everything, like, the raid, get EP shotguns, do, like, all this crazy shit, like, get you Wishender. And, you know, I think it's kind of, like, a controversial thing, like, oh, you're going to pay somebody to play for you? Well, like, yeah, I want to experience the game, money. But I don't have fucking time for it. So why not?
Supply and demand.
Exactly. So, yeah, so I reached out see if he wanted to be on like after everything, and he didn't get back to me. But anyway, he was like, look, he's like, I'm kind of busy. I probably won't get to you to this weekend. Is that okay? I was like, yeah, it's no problem. I'm not playing anyway. Just let me know. And then he got back to me the next day. He's like, hey, my girlfriend has off. She's just going to play. I was like, all right, cool. I said, all right, here's my information. I actually, I made a new password. So it doesn't jive. Yeah. I went to like a password generator, right? And just gave my email and password generator, and they logged onto the account and ran it for me. And it was funny because I was checking on Ishtar to see like what level I was at. but yeah, for like, no, it was $25. Yeah. For $25. That was like all day. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
I feel like it's worth $25.
Yeah, $25. That's not bad. But I'm trying to figure it out. Like for 7 hours, they only made a little over $3 an hour.
Exactly.
For that.
It was only like $3 an hour just for like playing Destiny all day.
I mean, think about it. They got to sit on the couch, play video games,
mm-hmm.
and they got a free dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like dinner. But yeah, I thought it was kind of, I mean, the guy's like, look, I'm booked. I can't do it till the weekend. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this guy doing? But
he's now booked, imagining him with like Matrix style with like 8 monitors around
yeah,
him.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, playing
all these games like
5 accounts at one time. I mean,
that actually could be like he has a Zim and he just breaks it up between all of them and he's like, okay. And he loads them all up to the same point. You could almost do that.
So what do you guys think about that? Like, I mean, obviously, it feels like there's a stigma to attach to it. It's like, oh, okay, you paid somebody to play your game for you, but...
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, if you have... Like, you're 600 on what, Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing on your PS4. It's... I mean, it's a reason why we're clamoring for...
Cross-save.
Cross-save.
Cross-save, yeah.
So this wouldn't have to happen.
Exactly.
I mean, I would buy the game on the other stuff... just so I can play it with other people.
And that's the thing, and that's the argument that I've made, like, when we talked about this on the Loot Fancy podcast, but, like, if they had cross-save, they would sell more systems because mm-hmm. people would want to play with their friends absolutely on the other agree. Systems. Because, you know, as, you know, having a clan, I mean, there's a ton of people who I want to play with on PlayStation that I used to play with before Forsaken came out, and then, you know, I kind of made... the decision that okay, well, everybody's
you kind of have to grind one place. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the thing.
They made it so grindy that you couldn't go back and forth anymore.
Yeah, they made the grind so intense for the first part that like you can't do like you did year one of Destiny 2, where it's like I can go back and forth between them because I go on, I play one day, I about got everything I can on this one character.
Exactly.
Let me go over there. Now it's like, all right, I have spent 2 months on this character, and it's finally at a point where I'm having extra everything, and that's with one character on there, not even three.
Yeah.
And you want me to go do it again?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like, no, even like that, Rise of Iron. Even like Rise of Iron, you could run 3 characters on 2 consoles and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like now with Forsaken, my Warlock's at 600. I have him all geared out. I have him min-maxed. I have all the stuff I want. I'm doing my seal grind now. My Hunter and my Titan, I've barely touched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you have what? Coming up in December, you have the new the annual pass
coming up. Black Arsenal.
Yeah,
exactly. So as soon as you get like to that point where I can start doing something else, you're already in the next
season. Yeah.
So
they planned it out with this. They didn't do it like they've done in the past where it's like you had giant content lulls. Like,
yeah.
They're like, let's see. The average player is going to take, and I think about here, we'll just drop something 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved. They're never going to leave our game again.
Yeah, I hope they do cross save at some point. Like,
agreed.
Maybe for Destiny 3 or something. Because I hopped on PC, and the guys in the stream the other day were laughing at me because when I have to get bounties, I have to go to the farm. Because that's all I have unlocked. I'm like, I don't think I'm playing through the freaking story again. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's, I think, the hardest part. That story
is... But the thing is, if you had Forsaken...
You could buy that Spark, though.
Yeah, which is Forsaken,
somewhat helpful.
Yeah. Well, that Spark costs $40. Anymore. I'm hearing Justin saying there's a much more economical way.
That's true. That's
true, yeah.
That is true.
$25.
I mean, it's basically the same thing, yeah.
I mean, now I'm at the point where everything is unlocked. I could go, you know, I just have to get high enough to get into the Dreaming City and then start doing all that stuff, but, like, I can go on and play Gambit, and, like, I reached the level cap. That's all I wanted. Like, if I reach the level cap, I can go on there and dick around, because I really don't feel like, I don't know. Like, I haven't, the only thing I'm
doing
really
the grind
grinding
is hard.
On Xbox 4 is armor. I've got no exotic armor at all. Anything new is just, I haven't gotten it. And I feel like my RNG has always been a little bit better on PlayStation anyway. So, like, maybe I'll at least get something that I can
PS4 exclusive.
Play with it, you know?
Better gear.
So.
I mean, I just now got my first Forsaken exotic armor drop, like, three days
crazy.
Ago.
It's crazy.
So
what's that like? Because I still haven't got one at all.
How's it even fair? Like, how's it even... Like, you paid, $40 for an expansion?
And it's one of those things, like, my son, my 12-year-old son also plays Destiny 2, and he keeps pissing me off. With, like, yeah, like, I was sitting here grinding for the Seething Heart for the Malfeasance quest for weeks, and just couldn't get it. He loads into one Gambit match, and I hear him, like, this is where I play. I hear him in the living room go, "What the hell is that?"
And you knew.
And he gets,
he comes into my room 5 minutes later like, "Hey, Dad, what's this heart thing that just dropped for me?" You're grounded. Go to your room.
Yeah.
And he got a week ago, he got the Chromatic Fire, which is the Warlock exotic I've been chasing.
Oh, Stu got that in the raid the other night. I think he was happy with that. It's like, I don't care if we finish the raid, I got this.
Yeah.
Probably not. I'm not speaking for him.
To be fair, the exotic armor I did get is broken, and they're 100% going to nerf it. It's the Phoenix Protocol, the Well of Radiance one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that one's
so good.
I stood in front of Ikora the other day when I handed in all my bounties, and I just said to her, I was like, "Please, can I just have a Taken exotic, or a Titan exotic?" And she gives me the exotic arms from Warmind. For Titan, and I was like, fucking enemy. I should have been more specific.
Exotic Edge Transit. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's like, all right, Destiny, you brought back a lot of the D1 stuff. Don't bring back the shitty stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
Actually, the things they brought back are pretty good. Like, I got Queensbreaker. I got a God World Queensbreaker.
Yeah, I still don't have that. I would like that one.
It's really fucking fun. But, oh... Yeah. But I guess Thunderlord came out this week.
Oh, yes.
It melts.
Oh, my gosh.
It is broken in PvP.
It's so good.
I haven't even tried it in PvP.
You need to get it.
PvP, you can just, like, run through the other team with it. It's like,
you get a good lineup, you can fire 10 shots, kill the entire team.
I know, that's awesome. Yeah.
There's videos now of them doing with six people with the raid with all Thunderlords.
We tried to do it the other night.
You have to be super coordinated and have to do everything just right because,
like, the people that are making those videos raid.
Well,
together,
the one I saw was
the guys who got the world's first.
Yeah, Sweatical. Yeah.
We tried to use
Sweatical right now.
Switch back, but it was fun. It's definitely fun to use. That gun is awesome. But I haven't tried it in PvP yet. But I'll have to do that.
And, I'm just glad the heavy machine guns are back.
Yeah, I don't want to get rid of them.
I always missed them.
I was
at this point they took them out.
I love the machine guns.
Dude, Harrow Quillam's Terminus was one of my favorite guns of all of
D1. Yes. Yes.
That was all anyone ever used for all of Taken King.
It's all you needed to use.
Yeah,
Kevin and I
there
were
was
bubble,
that one and
we were
the
bubble
Iron
bros
one.
In King's Fall with our LMGs in the center.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Who put the bubble there? It wasn't me.
It was Boost.
I do remember playing with you guys, and it was like a mayhem, and there were bubbles all over the map, like everywhere.
As soon as my bar went up to yellow, I was like,
you seem like the guy who would pop the bubble in front of everyone at Atheon.
Wherever it is, I don't care.
Bubble bros are on the job, look out. We just drop bubbles wherever.
my God.
But anyway, so yeah, so I'm all ready to go on PlayStation now. And I got a brand new one. I got a nice new PlayStation today.
Well, if yeah. you need help grinding or doing stuff, I'm always available on PlayStation.
That's why I'm doing it, so I can play with the PlayStation peeps.
I want to get there, but it's been that whole between Red Dead and then just the normal plane of Destiny.
Oh yeah, I've been on the Red Dead kick too. Like just I've been playing Horse Death Simulator for the last 3 days.
So something happened with Red Dead.
So
today, well, GameStop this week, starting today, Sunday, they are doing early Black Friday sales. So they had PS4, 1 terabyte slim with Spider-Man for $199.
That's actually not bad at all.
That's a fantastic deal.
$199.
That is...
So I had my day one PlayStation. I brought it in the box. Because I'm just weird like that. I keep my console boxes. I don't know if you guys do that stuff too, but I do.
Yeah.
And so
they're all up there.
Yeah, I keep mine.
So I had my day one PlayStation, wrapped it all up, and then I brought an extra Xbox controller I had as well, and so they were giving like $140 for the old PlayStation plus $25 if I don't know for whatever reason. So it was $165 for that. They gave me $21 for the controller, and I just paid the difference. So I think I ended up paying like $30. Oh, I had to pay for this fucking sticker because the top was scratched. So they put this PS4 sticker on the top of it, and that's a fucking scam and a half. But anyway, so $30 for a brand new console and Spider-Man.
That is not bad at all.
No.
I need to look into that. We're actually looking to get my son his own PlayStation for Christmas. I need to look into that.
Yeah, so I downloaded Destiny, obviously. I loaded up Spider-Man. And for whatever reason, Red Dead wasn't in the cloud. So I had to reinstall it, and it's all the way back from the beginning.
Really?
Luckily, I had only gotten to camp.
You've only done chapter one, so it's not like you were super into it. But
I could probably get that done in a couple hours to get through all that if I just sit down in one clip. Because before I was doing it, and it was all broken up. But it's not too bad. But anyway, it's nice. It's not as small as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the Slim's not that small.
What I have is the Slim.
But yeah, Slim's still pretty hefty.
I do like that it's kind of coarse. It has like a rougher kind of feeling to it, and it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, I have a Slim down there too.
I lucked out and got I got a PS4 Pro back in May.
Mm-hmm.
There was some I draw a disability through the VA. And there was a mix-up last year, and they like were withholding like $500 a month for like 8 months.
Oh wow!
And then they sent me a letter, fucking months ago, saying, "Oh, we made a mistake. Here's all your money back."
Jeez, wow. Oh, that's nice.
I got like $4,000 in one shot. I was like, "Oh, all right, I'm gonna go replace my failing day one PlayStation."
Boom.
That thing that you couldn't keep a disc in there for more than 5 minutes because it had that issue with the sensitive eject button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's kind of nice. Like with the new systems, they've completely reworked all the buttons. Like get your shit together, people who develop consoles who develop these buttons that are way too fucking sensitive. Like, mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh god.
I mean, I don't know how many times when we were playing, when I had my original Xbox that like a kid would walk by and just fucking touch it and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like we're in the middle of a raid. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like,
those are always interesting times. All of a sudden, guys, Justin would just like disappear and it's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing is more heartbreaking than your malfunctioning eject button spitting out the Destiny disc right at a raid boss.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, I don't know. Crota for a while, that would have been perfectly fine.
That was my wife's job. She was the one that pulled the Ethernet cord.
I did do that once.
I did it once as well.
I never actually did it.
Guys.
It was great. He just froze like this.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chop. Chop. The puppy is being very cute. She's laying in her little bed right now. That's puppy update.
Thanks.
I guess you guys didn't make out, and you guys weren't up here to experience the snow from the other day.
Nope.
Dude, it was fucking brutal. It was awful.
I don't miss it at all.
It was awful, man.
So how much snow did you get?
I think we got like 4 inches, but here's the thing. So my boss had called me a couple weeks ago. He's like, I need you to go down to Baltimore for me. Now I'm about like an hour and a half, like hour and 45 minutes away from Baltimore. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. He's like, you'll only be down there for an hour. Just help somebody out with something. And I was like, okay. And then I checked the weather and they said 3 inches. And so I sent him an email. I was like, I don't know if I want to do that because it could get a little dicey. And then the next day, the weather was like around an inch, and then rain was going to move in. It's like, okay, I could do that, you know. And so I emailed him back and said, no, don't worry, I'm going to do it. And so when I started driving, I left my house, and there was nothing going on. So by the time I hit Delaware, because I got to go through Delaware to get into Maryland, to get to Baltimore, and it started snowing as soon as I hit Delaware, and it didn't stop, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And it was just horrific. It took me 3 hours to get there. And then once I was like 15 minutes away, the guy called me and was like, hey, I don't really need you. How far away are you? I was like, fuck. It's like, I'm almost there. He's like, well, you can come hang out if you want. I was like, nah, man, I'm going to fucking head home. It took me 4.5 hours to get home. I had never seen that many accidents. And I'm in the car a lot for work. And that was the most accidents I'd ever seen. I mean, fucking cars on their side. Shit turned around, flipped up in ditches and all over the place.
And you guys get snow normally. Like, that's,
you know. Yeah, but when it comes like this and people aren't ready for it, it's like a fucking apocalypse hits. It's so weird.
It's always
in California when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
It's always that first snowstorm too.
Yeah,
and it always hits like right around like rush hour traffic, and it's just a mess. Like the plows don't come out. Yeah, I don't miss that at all.
We have a different experience here in North Carolina.
Two neighbors that had were in accidents. But yeah, North Carolina is like that's all. You get ice down there, and
yeah, well, that's so. This area is weird. So I live outside of Fort Bragg. So I'm a IT contractor for the Air Force. I got out of the Army, and you know, I do the IT thing, and it's great being a civilian working for the military because you hit your 8 hours and you're just like, bye. But they'll shut posts down on a prediction of snow that never happens.
Hmm. Yeah,
and the moment, like, we could get, like, an eighth of an inch of a dusting, and everything shuts down, people suddenly forget how to drive, and there's traffic backed up on every, like, even back roads are just standstill. it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. First snow of the year is out of the system now, and, it was just so stupid. I didn't tell my wife that the guy called me. It's like, how did it go? I was like, it went good, dude. Because she was like, she did not want me to go. She's like, you know, I think it's stupid that you're risking your life to drive down there. Yeah. And I get it. But, like, at the same time, like, it's my job. Like, yeah, you know, like, it's my job. I got to go. So I was like, yeah, it went good. Like, left, came back, you know. But, yeah, it was nasty. I got an email. With a question. And actually, I got the email last week, and I had it written down, and I still didn't address it. So this one says, hey dudes, hope you're all excellent. My question is, one I heard the other day, and I'd like to put it to you gentlemen. If you had to eat somebody, anyone, who would it be? Thanks dudes, much love, Mosh and Mac. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the question. So if you had to eat anybody.
Are we talking to anybody or on the show?
Yeah, like, is this like we get the Dad Tales meet up and like we get stuck in a, you know,
I think it's just
snow thing, and we have to eat somebody to survive.
He says anybody.
That's good. I think I'm going to be up on the chopping block there because they're going to be like, there's a lot of meat right there.
I don't really need to think about this.
It's a dirty joke, but yeah, I'll be eating my wife.
Put them.
But yeah, no.
I would say either Cheech or Chong just for the contact high.
Okay.
That seems like a good choice.
It's a tough
Makes one. Sense.
Yeah.
So I assume we're in like a survival situation here?
No, no, you're just hungry. And you have to eat something.
Oh, I'm just hungry.
I don't know.
No, it's a cannibal situation. You just decided.
Yeah, it's a survival situation. You are like, you're in it. This person is in your group. Somehow you got in the group with them. Somebody's got to go. How about this? You want me to make it easy on you?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'll make it easy on you. All right. You're on a Colombian soccer team, football for the rest of the world. Your plane goes down in the Andes Mountains. The Andes is in South America, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going down. Your plane goes down in the Andes Mountains. You're not rescued. You have to start eating people that died in the crash.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Alive, this is basically, I mean, this is a true story. This happened to this team. I don't know if they were Colombian or not. I think
they were.
Or maybe they were Brazilian. I don't know. But this happened. These guys crashed in the mountains and they were up there for fucking forever. I want to say months they were there. And so their teammates, who they drug out and they buried, they eventually like ran out of food and they had to start doing something. So they started eating their dead teammates.
Well, at least they're dead.
Yeah, I couldn't do a dead person.
Yeah,
it's in the snow.
Okay,
they were in the
so they're like, frozen.
To be fair, they were frozen and
they were well preserved.
Yeah, they were buried in the snow, so they were like moving snow. Off, like, they were like shaving little pieces of their ass cheeks and stuff off.
It's like pulling chicken out of the deep freezer.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
That booty will give good rump meat for a while.
Okay.
That's a good one.
This is almost like, you know, marry, do, kill, except now it's marry, do, eat. I mean.
I don't know.
All right. What if... Okay, let's say, because even if I don't answer, I need to get an answer out of Boost. Okay, so you, Baroque, Stu, and I are in a plane crash. You're the only survivor.
I'm the only survivor.
Yeah, Rocker was flying the plane.
Damn it, Rocker. Just Rocker, dude.
Yeah. You have to eat one of us.
So you're all dead.
Yeah, we're all dead.
For the Cheech and Chong reference, I'll have to go with Stu.
Oh, okay. He's an edible. Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
What part? What part would you tackle first?
I go for the ass.
I thought you were going to say Justin, and just like the whole time, it's like, everybody's eating ass.
I mean, it is 2018. That's the thing, right?
You know, my son said the other day, he was asking me about, like, he's like, where does this come from? I was like, it comes from a pig. He's like, where's bacon come from? It's like, that comes from a pig. And then he sits there for a minute and he goes, is sausage a pig's penis?
Oh, kids.
Yes. It is.
You know, I just thought of.
I'd eat Stu as well, I think, in that situation.
What I just thought of? Keith Richards, too. all the drugs in his system, and he's already in beef jerky form.
I know. I was going to say, that's like human jerky, and he's alive right now.
I know.
Stu eats a lot of, like, nice cured meats and stuff like that, too. Like,
yeah.
He's got a good diet. Healthy, yeah, he eats good stuff, like a lot of, like, herbs and things like that, and yeah.
He's already well-flavored.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's herb marinated.
And he's got the Canadian marijuana.
The next week we record the show, our mouths are drooling, looking at the like, bottom
floor. It's going to be like that episode of Seinfeld. We're just going to be picturing him as a turkey, like,
yeah. Hey, buddy. I love that one.
What are you guys staring at, huh?
Yeah. What about you, Baruch?
I don't know. I have a long way to go before I really need to eat, so, you know, I'm going to have a lot of time to think about this, but I have no idea. I mean, I almost, like, follow's answer just because, like, A, yeah, like he says, there's a lot of meat in that booty, but I mean, also, you can eat
Rocker, too.
You're getting rid of, like...
Yeah, you can eat Rocker, too. Totally eat that. You're
getting rid of, like, you know, Kim Kardashian out of the world, and that's not a bad thing.
Because, that's a public service.
I mean, if you like Mexican, you can have Rocker.
Oh, my gosh. Sidebar. So Dylan was in 101 Dalmatians play at school this weekend. And so it was like, dude, it was not good. It was just not, it was a half an hour. And like, there was 100 kids in this play, right? So there was maybe like 10 leads.
There was like 101 Dalmatians.
But. Yeah. Well, there was like 96. So there was like 10 leads that were on stage. And then the other fucking 80 kids, 90 kids would like file out of this door and sing. And then they would just kind of like hang there with jazz hands while the lines went back in the door. So it'd be like a song. It'd be a 3-minute song followed by 5 minutes of kids standing there filing back in the door. The kids on stage would say 3 lines and then 100 kids would come out again and start singing a 3-minute song. I'd be like, I said to my wife, I was like, if those kids didn't, I was like, why didn't they just sit down? They could have just sat down right there and then stood up to sing the song. I was like, but if they would have did that, the show would have been 10 minutes. So there's like, there was, how many types of dogs were there? There were the Dalmatians, obviously, Boxers, Scotties, and Chihuahuas. So the dogs all, they did a song that was all the different dogs, you know, kind of doing their part. And the last one to go up was Chihuahuas. And like, I was so, like, I was offended for anybody that was Hispanic in the crowd. It was so over the top. Like, I said, I was like, 101 Dalmatians is kind of racist. Cause like, it's like a normal song and then it gets to the Chihuahuas. And even the kids had like this, like accent, like, hey, you weird. Like, weird Chihuahuas, and like they're dancing like this fucking like really, I don't know, it felt super offensive to me. I don't know, it was really weird. Anyway, carry on, bro. Who are you gonna eat?
Oh, is this just anyone in the world, or am I stuck in the podcast showdown, you know, where I have to decide which of my buddies I have to eat?
I don't know, Boost, you make that call.
We're in the airplane with the podcast buddies.
Okay.
Including Rocker Dude. He's flying the plane.
Yeah, if Rocker Dude's there.
Why don't we throw Jace, Meef, and Racer in the mix?
And Law Dog.
Oh, and Law Dog.
And Law Dog?
Well, you know Law Dog, he's all meat. That guy hardly has any fat on his body.
That's true.
He is an American Ninja Warrior. So.
Yes, he's probably not going to be very edible.
No. He's probably, I like bet he's.
Tough and stringy.
Yeah. I think Meef is probably the gamiest out of the bunch.
This is a tough one, you know, because, you know, which of my friends do I want to eat?
See Rocker.
Well, when you put it like that.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
See Rocker and get over with.
Just eat Rocker. He doesn't listen to this anyway.
Rocker would be up there because, you know, he does have that nice little layer of fat on him still he complains about all the time.
He eats Rocker pretty good. Bacon. He eats pretty good, too, you know.
He does. Like, oh, I had salmon tonight. I had a Pop-Tart. I mean, I'll go with Rocker, dude. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Hey, Masha Mac, great question. Thanks so much.
Great question. Justin, I'm still waiting to hear your answer here.
Oh, I didn't get my answer already? I was going to eat stew.
You were going to eat stew? Yeah, okay.
For, you know.
For obvious reasons.
It's like, he's like charcuterie, you know?
That's the, he's the, like a the cured, prime cut.
He's like a cured ham, or just like you got to get that shaver and you just shave little pieces of it. You know? Like a nice brajoud.
If you're eating me, you have hair on your teeth all the time.
So. I know.
Freaking Syrians, fucking man.
Syrians, man. They're so hairy. All right. I had this story. Stu isn't here for the news, so I'm going to do this story anyway, because I sent it to him, and he probably won't do it. So let me find... Okay. Let me find the music real quick. And it is... Fuck, what'd I do with it? Alright, whatever. So here's the news story. The story is, 10-foot python sinks its fangs into a man's penis while he sits on the toilet in Thailand, forcing him to rip the snake as blood goes everywhere. So it says a 10-foot python sank its fangs into this man's penis while he sat on the toilet. He went to use the toilet at his office in Bangkok, Thailand yesterday, only for the snake to slither up through the fucking toilet and bite him on his wang. He ripped the snake off and sprinted outside with blood pouring from his groin. The snake retreated back into the toilet bowl, and he needed 15 stitches in the tip of his penis.
Oh, man.
They did go in. They tried to coax the animal out, and they did get it out of there. And this thing is fucking massive.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
So
literally crap.
Okay. Know. So, two things. That got progressively more painful to listen to, like, the further you went.
I think the stitches were probably the worst part.
Yeah.
15 stitches in the tip of his dick. Like, I don't... I think I can probably fit, like, 3 stitches on my dick. I'm not going to lie. Like, have you seen how big a stitch is?
I mean, I
how big was 20. This guy's dick? He's getting, like, 15 stitches in the tip.
Like, like a tuna can.
Where are you putting those things? Are they, like... Are they on a line, or is it, like... They like together in a square.
Can you make it like a lightning bolt pattern so at least I've got, you know, it looks cool?
It was like his dickhead just like hanging on by a thread and they had to like flop it
Oh, God. Can we just comment on the irony of this happening in Bangkok of all places? Yeah. Come on.
What I want to know is so it was a toilet, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I assume this toilet had water.
It was at his office, yeah.
So how is the snake even alive in the water?
So, okay. Well, here's the thing. So in the lines, in the toilet lines are, there's no water in it unless it's flush.
I guess
there's no water empty, unless it's flush. The only water is going to be in the trap. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so. Well,
aren't snakes like semi-aquatic?
Yeah. But sort of, I want to know, why would a python, pythons are constrictor, like they don't normally bite. Stuff.
No, but I've
first off,
dude, it comes out of that thing. It sees this like,
I didn't even know.
Wonder if it was like, oh, there's another snake. I'll show that snake.
It was the trouser snake.
Well, here's the thing: is like, I don't know if you've ever seen a python skull before, but their teeth all face in. Actually, I think this is with most.
Most snakes they all curl back.
Yeah, they curl back. So
sweet.
So when they're eating the food can't get out. It's always pulling it in.
Yeah.
So.
I used to own I had a pet python. Ball
Python. You did? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
He was,
Were you like that dude who's like walking around with a snake on his arm and like.
I used to bring him out when like aunts and uncles came over and they were like scared of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to bring him out. Wrap them around my neck. He was,
You're not looking like Jake Snake Roberts, just like.
He was like 17 when he died.
I'd give upwards of $10 to see a picture of young Boost with a python around his fucking neck.
I'm trying to find one. I had a red tail boa and I had a ball python. But the boa bit me twice, but the python never did. But yeah, they don't really have like fangs though. Like they have like little tiny, like kind of like we were saying, the teeth face the other way.
Yeah.
But they're little teeny tiny ones.
Makes it worse though.
If you do, yeah, if you do pull, it'll definitely rip your skin off. So You kind of have to just like let them bite you and then kind of squeeze his jaw and kind of get him off. But if it's a big snake then and it's on your dick, that's probably not your first thought.
I mean, that's why he needs 15 stitches because he ripped it off.
Oh, yeah, he should just let the snake have its way with him? I mean,
well,
it's not
going
to swallow anything. I mean, it's going to try to wrap itself around you before it tries to eat more.
Yeah, well, usually they bite and then they wrap to kill the animal, you know?
Oof. Either way, dude, it's rough.
Have you ever watched a snake, like, hunt, like a mouse?
Yeah, I have.
It's pretty awesome.
I watch a lot of snake videos on YouTube, actually, because Josh is really going through a snake phase at one point, so we would just put on these videos and the people unboxing snakes, people who like raise snakes, and
if you ever want a pet snake, they're pretty easy to take care of.
There was this video on YouTube years ago. It's not there anymore. I think it's before they started like really cracking down on shit. And it was these guys had a I want to say it was a reticulated python in their basement, and they brought a goat in, and it fucking dude, it took this goat. I mean, I'm not talking about like a baby goat. I'm talking like a fucking goat.
A goat.
And it took this thing down. And then it was like they did like time lapse, and they showed it, like, you know, it actually swallowing the goat. It was mm-hmm. crazy. It was like it was one of the things I kind of felt bad for the goat.
I mean, it's the easiest pet to own. You feed it like once a week. You mm-hmm. feed it one mouse, and you only have to feed it once a week. Like you can go like 2 or 3 weeks without feeding it. And then it poops like once a week. There's like a little white brown log.
Gross.
What's gross?
Pee, snake. Snake poop and pee. It's fucking reeks.
There's no snake pee. You just change the chips in the cage once in a while. It's like owning a hamster.
You don't take it out. Like,
let's
give it a treat.
Yeah, you can take it out. You hold it. Let it wrap around your neck a little bit.
Yeah, my wife grew up with snakes. She's actually been wanting a ball python eventually. So
it's a great pet.
Yeah.
And they last forever. I think they can live up to like 30-something years.
My wife would never have any of that. Mm-mm. I tried to get a chameleon. Even that was like, no way.
We have friends who keep like the weirdest pets. Like they have a goat. They have like 14 chickens in a coop. And
my wife loves chickens.
They messaged our little group chat that we have with our friends here. And they literally said, and I quote, we got more babies today. My wife asked, what kind? 2 tarantulas and a black widow.
Oh, nope.
Oh, my
nope,
gosh.
Nope. I'm out.
I was like, you guys have an odd definition of the word baby. And they responded with, I'm not making this up. We have medical leeches and flesh-eating beetles on order.
Oh, my gosh.
They're clinically insane.
Yeah, I'll take it.
They're going to die.
I'll pass on that.
Something's wrong there.
It could definitely be worse.
What's the weirdest pet you ever owned? I think for me,
it's a crawfish.
A crawfish? Really?
Yeah, we had them. We didn't know our parents were going to cook them, but yeah, crawfish.
It was like an hour. We kept it in a bucket.
It was for like 2 days, and then...
Like, was it in an aquarium?
They're in the pot. No, they were in the bathtub.
What? This story just got weird.
Bathtub. And then we had lettuce in there, and then we went in there the next day, and we're like, where'd they go? And they're like, oh, they're in the pot. And we're like, what?
I thought those were pets.
I thought we were just going to keep crawfish in a bathtub.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
We're like
crying while you eat it. Like, he's delicious.
Oh, Pinchy.
Oh, it's too funny. It makes me want to go for some jambalaya. I think the weirdest one for me was I had Piranha. And he ended up dying because my idiot uncle and my grandfather, they came by the house one day and I didn't have any feeder fish and they gave it bologna.
Oh,
bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah, processed meat. That's a great idea.
They gave it bologna and I didn't realize it. And it actually, it wasn't so much the bologna that hurt the fish. It was
the wrapping.
It was the meat in the water. Because it didn't get all of it, and I guess it went in the rocks, and it like fucked up the water, and the fish died because of that. Mm-hmm. And then when I cleaned it out, there was like rotten bologna. Fucking idiots. Anyway, yeah,
unbelievable.
That was
piranha. Sounds there. like a fun pet to have, though.
Not so much. I mean, I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I grew up with a single dad, so like getting a piranha was like, okay, we'll get a fucking piranha. You know what I mean? Like, not like where you have. You know,
well, someone my reference someone for piranhas is also cartoon related. So
yeah.
But, everything I learned about piranhas, I learned from James Bond.
Yeah, there you go.
Any of them damn things, just drop people into it and they die. Yeah.
Strip a cow in 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weirdest ones I had growing up. I remember when I was about 17. My dad got like this terrarium full of praying mantises.
Oh, really? That's
cool. And there were like 11 or 12 in there to start with, and I'm not sure exactly what he was going for, because there were females in there too, so the population of praying mantises in that terrarium quickly dropped.
They're illegal to kill up here. I don't know if that rule is like.
I think it's.
Is that everywhere?
I think so.
Hmm. Praying mantis?
Yeah.
It's illegal. Yeah, they're illegal.
It's illegal to kill a praying mantis. Just because of their, I guess.
Endangered.
Yeah. Well, that, I think they kill other bugs.
Yeah, they're big insect control.
I used to landscaping.
It was a spider, but I'm going to kill those spiders.
When I was
in college. We had like 5 orb spiders on our porch for that.
Those varieties are huge.
When I was in college, I used to do landscaping. And so my boss and I put we went and cut a Christmas tree down for his sister and put it in his house. And then a couple days later, she had praying mantises all over her house, baby ones, because there was a nest inside. And after being in the house, it kind of like warmed up. And hatched all these fucking praying mantises all over the place.
Yeah.
I had a, you would think the snakes would probably be my weirdest pet.
I knew it wasn't going to be.
I had a ant farm.
An alien ant farm?
It was pretty cool, actually. It was like the size of like your monitor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can like just watch the ants like build houses.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Mm. Yeah.
I've only ever seen ant farms in like TV shows and
yeah.
Like I've never seen one in person.
I was a bug nerd.
You have to get special ants though and special sand to put in those things, don't you?
Yeah.
Because like
the whole kit.
Yeah, I remember I had the ant farm, and then I went outside and just got some ants, and they didn't do a dick until I realized like you have to have special ants that like to do all the stuff that
the ants do in the box. Usual like. Household ants are like the big black ones, are like carpenter ants. Mm-hmm. They don't even dig holes.
Yeah.
So
you needed brand name ants. You went out and got great value ants.
Not only that, you also do have to have like a queen that's going to direct them, not just
hey, a bunch of soldiers.
Soldiers, because they're just like,
hey.
So you actually have a queen in the ant farm then.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
What about you, Brooke?
I didn't have a lot of crazy pets because my parents didn't really. I mean. I don't even think we really had pets until like I was in high school because they didn't want. But I did have a turtle at one point, you know.
Okay.
Radio slider.
Mm-hmm. He kept a small petting zoo in his JNCO jeans.
And just go out and find a cat and be like, "Oh, here's the cat pocket."
All right. Yeah, I think that might wrap things up. But before we say goodbye, let's do Song of the Week. Song of the Week. We have a playlist on Spotify. You could find it. It is still Dad Tales Podcast playlist.
I know. I looked for it today.
It is still there as that. And so we add a song to it every single week, or we each add a song to it every single week, I should say. And we're going to do that tonight as well. Sweet. All right. How about, Paolo, why don't you start off?
I've been on a 90s kick, and this song came on. Fuel, Shimmer.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
Good call. That is a classic. All right. All right, Jason, what about you?
I am going to... I actually gave it some thought. I'm a pretty devoted metalhead. I'm actually starting to turn my kids to my way of life.
Yes. More metal.
Yeah. My daughter wants a guitar for Christmas to learn. Like, yeah, it's great. So I'm going to have to go with one of my more favorite songs. And it's from a European band. The song is called The Isolation Game by Disharmonia Mundi. The band is from Sweden, in case you didn't figure that out.
Those crazy Swedes.
All right, I got it. Baroque, what do you got for me, buddy?
This week, I'm going to go with D. Antford, Enter the Ninja.
That guy is crazy.
Ninja in that one? From that? That's a different ninja than the Twitch ninja. But yeah. Although they both do look like, you know, skinny white crackhead, you know, guys.
Yeah, well, no, D. Antwerp is even worse. He looks like a giant crackhead.
Ninja? Yeah. That's what he goes by, is Ninja. And like he.
No. D. Antwerp.
That's a band, not a single person.
Well, then I'm thinking someone else then.
But you're thinking of D. Antwerp, I think. No, I'm going.
No,
crazy.
No. D. Antwoord is Ninja, and then the girl. I can't think of her name right now.
The girl from Chappie.
That okay? Yeah. The people in Chappie who raised Chappie, that is D. Antwoord.
Yeah.
Those two.
They're from South Africa, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
He played. Now, the main guy, he goes by Ninja, and yeah, he's crazy, but they also featured a few other people. They have he's crazy. Like, I seriously think he's on something.
I'll take your word for it.
He's pretty good at Fortnite, too.
Yeah, dude, that guy Rex. I love when he plays with Dr. Lupo, friend of the show. what about you? Did I ask you already?
No.
Okay. What about you?
I'm going to go with the band is Beartooth.
Okay.
Is Ninja in that band?
No. And the song is Disease.
Okay. Beartooth. Got it. I am going with, in honor of getting my ghost tickets.
Yes.
I'm so fucking excited.
Get to do a ritual?
I'm so excited. I wish I had got them a couple weeks ago, because I probably could have saved a lot of money. Because now it's getting closer. But it's all general admission. So either I'm going to have to be lazy and just take whatever's available. But my wife is going to go with me, so I'm excited about that.
Nice.
She's like, it's just going to be like all weird people. It's like, no.
Maybe. You don't know.
Well, you told her that.
No. What's your definition of weird again?
Yeah, I know.
So you told her that everybody has to go as a priest, right?
Yeah. She likes metal. She just, you know, she's like, she's just 40 now. You know? But I was like, no, it's going to be like fun. Metal. I was like, it's going to be fun.
You know, Tuesday I'm still night. So proud of.
And I pick Miasma.
Okay.
Well, that puts us up to 324 songs, 23 hours and 9 minutes.
Getting there.
We're We're creeping up to that 24-hour mark.
We're getting there. We're getting there, boys. So before we go, I just have one more thing to say. I saw this story the other day, and I thought, as dad's here, I thought it really, like, I you know, it made me well up. And it was one of those things where I think I was watching, like, the end of the news, and, you know, I forget which one. Whatever David Muir is on. I think that's ABC, because I was waiting to watch maybe Jeopardy or some shit. But anyway, they did this, like, you know, feel-good story at the end of the news, and it was... do you guys remember Bat Kid?
Yes.
Yeah. From Weekly World News?
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
So, for anybody out there who doesn't know, so Bat Kid, basically this kid, he had cancer. He was part of the Make-A-Wish program. He wanted to be Batman, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, the city of San Francisco for one day... Everybody, well, I don't know about everybody, but a large majority of the city participated. They had a Batmobile. They had this guy dress up as Batman. They took him all over the city. He actually, like, thwarted, you know, crimes and things they had set up with, like, different Batman
Someone was
villains.
The Joker, and he took him down. I mean,
so he, like, he lived out this fantasy, and at the end of the day, they thanked Bat Kid. The whole, like, you know, the city was there. The mayor was there. They thanked him, and it was this whole thing. So they did a report on him now. He's 9 years old. He's in remission. And yeah, so he, you know, no traces of anything. And actually they had a really interesting, statistic, that said it was something about kids that are in the Make-A-Wish program, a high percentage of them actually do go into remission. And I thought that was interesting, but it was just really cool. And it was one of those things where it's like, I remember that story, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things you see and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. That poor kid, that poor family. And then, you know, life goes on and you forget about it. And it's like, you know, and the fact that that kid didn't, you know, meet the end, that everybody was hoping that he wouldn't, and, you know, is now a 9-year-old kid who is just enjoying life and cancer free. It's pretty amazing. So I thought that was a cool story for us to end on tonight.
Make-A-Wish does such good work too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening tonight. You can find us on Twitter at DGents, DGents Pod. And you can find me at JC Jesse. Thanks so much for all the new listeners out there. I keep getting notifications all the time of new followers. So it's really awesome you guys are finding us. Thanks so much to Paolo and Jace for coming on. Again, this is, you know, once a month we're going to do this episode. Through the people that support the show, the awesome patrons, our League of Distinguished Gentlemen, do get it. Get to come on the podcast with us, and I hope that, you know, the other guys that are listening out there, you know, take advantage of it. It was a lot of fun having you guys on. Look forward to having you back, and thanks so much for supporting the show. You guys are really great. You know, we really appreciate it. So Jason, where can people find you at if they were so inclined?
They used to be able to find me other places, but now I just hang out on Twitter at Jason Boyd Writes.
All right, awesome. Paolo, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter at NE058.
Awesome. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Boost?
Boost KDV. Anywhere and everywhere.
And you could find Stu Gatso probably asleep if you were to go to his house.
He's probably asleep.
But you can find him at Stu Gatso, GATZZO. Don't forget the underscore. And yeah, be excellent to each other, everybody.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Distinguished gentlemen, the fellows of the universe, make magic with the microphone. Distinguished gentlemen, they're the freaking best!
Be a spark plug for your socket.
Bullcrap!